From PR News in Washington, I'm filing false statements. President Bush is hungry.
Americans understand that you should live in poverty.
In stocks, 4-9, 4-1, 4-1. This is PR News.
PR News.
PR's bad. Iraqi justice officials say state troopers have the power to arrest PR News in Washington.
Car. Is it them?
I think so. Yeah. It's
the Self-Genius Hour of Swatch.
Stop, Bob.
Bob. Bob.
The El Queso All-Stars. Here's what they sing about me.
His car through your neighbor's curly hair, spreading slack everywhere.
Yes, yes, this is the hour of slack. And we're exhausted, friends. We haven't slept for days. And Dave's are here in the studio.
Just covered with snot and sputum and all sorts of other weird membrane erections and eggs.
Yeah, we just got back from 9X Day. And, and this is in the background. You can hear the Billy Nayer show. We got some good recordings of them.
But only 9 people showed up and all of them were holograms.
Well, no, that's not true. What about those? Could you believe what those women were doing?
Anyway, I couldn't believe anything I saw there. I'm still in a state of total disbelief.
I've got your mic turned up as far as it'll go and mine turned down to balance us.
I'll try this one. Does this one work better?
I can't tell any difference.
There's no difference.
See, we're friends. The world didn't end. There's no difference. But it almost did. I'm certain that it almost did. Oh, wait. Maybe I have the wrong... here we go. I had the wrong mics. Now you can. Now you're louder.
Now I'm louder.
Yeah. See, I'm not loud. There we go. Friends, like I said, the world didn't end, and we're exhausted after this incredible 2-week X day.
It was only supposed to last a week. Yeah, and you're not supposed to have like a protracted period after it with all these invasive procedures to make sure this implant is going to work and that implant's going to work and. You know, they had us ready to go, but nothing happened. Or was it something?
Well, that's, again, it's like every X day, something happens and at 7 a.m. and, well, as here, look, here's one
there's
report.
A crack in the horizon. There's a diminution in the dimensional shift, they say. That's what they, you know, that's this fake science, the pseudoscience reason they give for why something does happen every XA, but the X's don't, well, they, we don't know. Maybe they did come.
Well, as far as a lot of, I don't know about
came,
them,
all right, yeah.
But it was obvious that a lot of the subgeniuses were all over, especially after, like, right in the middle of the robot pajama ball.
That was disgusting to me. I'm sorry. I did not share your...
You notice I had to stand up there and announce that I had never seen anything like this at an X day before, and it was not planned by... Oh, here's the recording of your band on Friday night, I think.
Oh, this was...
Yeah. Now, see if Princess Wee was here. She can sing. You can sing with her.
I probably should, because it sounds pretty bad. This
is a bad
one. When they blow the world away, we shall have paradise. Subgenie of the world unite. Alien sex every night. Subgenie of the world. Subgenie of the world. Subgenie of the world unite. Subgenie of the world, unite!
Oh, and this is back to Billy Nair's show.
It was not a naysayer show, that's for sure. Everybody was full go, but things still didn't go exactly the way
they had that gravity machine where the guy could skip along back and forth in front of the stage and he'd kind of float.
Yeah.
It was like his gravity was set to about, what, maybe two-thirds of what the rest of us had.
I thought you said three-fifths before, but whatever. It's still,
I tried to get on the thing and do it, and it tickled so bad I couldn't stand it. He must practice on it.
Well, the part that kind of freaked me out was that I think you always have to have on hand at least two or three paramedics, not just the availability of a paramedic or two somewhere.
There were three emergency room surgeon subgeniuses at 9X Day, but they shared each other's medicines, and they were all completely passed out when the little problem happened. And I can't believe that Nikki Defchick was able to sew that hole up in that guy.
Using a girdle thread and a hat pin. Yeah. Oh, twine? It was twine?
When subgeniuses camp out, there should be doctors around, and there should be doctors conscious.
There should probably be the National Guard circling the perimeter with bayonets affixed, too. Don't you think?
Well,
I certainly do.
Actually,
after getting shot in the eye with a toothbrush, for crying out loud, man.
It was a strange X day.
And a lot of people I'd never, ever seen before, and I don't think anybody had ever seen before, if you know what I mean. Were they really people?
We had that warning about that any employees of the U.S. government had to present identification and present their weapons and stuff. And there were three of them that did. But then there was that other guy.
The 10%.
Yeah. Friends, this is a song by a Cleveland band, which we should shut up for. This is a really good song. The Kirkendall Boy.
He was singing this song, calling all the members of the human race.
outer space. Plan 69 from outer space. Plan 69 from outer space. Plan 69 from outer space. Better let go, say,
pour the strings.
Better let go, say,
pour the strings.
Plan 69 from outer space. 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 Calling all the boys and girls in the US of A. It's time for Plan 69. Outer space. Plan 69 from outer space. Plan 69 from outer space. Plan 69 from outer space. From outer space. Plan 69 from outer space. Plan 69 from outer space. Plan 69 from outer space.
Plan 69 from Outer Spaz.
Outer Spaz.
That's a Cleveland band or somewhere around here called the Kirkendall Void.
Yes, and they have an adenoid background singer. It's just wonderful. Oh, my. What about the tubes?
Not they, the they band. Weren't able to. No, they didn't. They I weren't able to show up, and we couldn't afford them. But they.
No, I'm not referring to the band, the tubes. I'm referring to the tubes meant to enclose the individuals who get too close to certain of the activities. What happened? Did they just discard them the way they discarded those Iraqi tubes?
You didn't. You didn't see the giant. Colon educational walkthrough display.
I was part of the display. I was.
We were lucky to get that
part of it.
There's always some weird props out there at Brushwood that the hippies leave. Like there was a motorized dragon one year, remember? And there was like a crashed flying saucer one year.
A strap-on third leg that you could just impress people with, and I remember. A lot of strange appurtenances and devices.
Well, you get a lot of crazy people at these subgenius gatherings, and some of them are kooks, yeah. The kind that, you know, get up in the morning, go to a regular job every day and believe the world is round. That kind of, you know, crazy people.
Classical schizophrenia is what it's referred to.
God. All the friends. We had a slack day, believe it or not, at a subgenius event. We actually slacked off on July 4th. All we did was take time control lessons and we took turns watching Jupiter through a telescope. And, you know, when and then later on CNN, they started putting it on TV. When the two storms on Jupiter formed that pipe and then erupted, and those monolith things lining up in pairs shaped like X's, it was totally, totally
took
weird.
My breath away for 3.5 hours. Once again, paramedics were nowhere in sight. I had to be pounded vigorously by various subgeniuses who passed by, take a turn trying to revive Dave.
Did you know that Nikki was selling chances to pound your chest and try to
bring you back
to life?
But I didn't get any firm confirmation.
She made like $5.
Yeah, well,
because she was only charging 50 cents. It was just a joke as far as the money went. Well, we really did try to bring you back to life, and I'm sorry.
What a hell of a way to do it, to have extremely large women like bang their buttocks against my forehead, and while other large women bang their buttocks against my chest, screaming, breathe, breathe, you son of a,
Well, what, some of those pagan...
Is that medicine, or is that...
Yeah. In fact, I saw a workshop about that at Starwood once.
So you're importing this, this yimmy glammy hippie stuff to X-Days.
Hey, you weren't complaining when those large women were enrapturing you.
Well, I was having a dream at the time. I was semi-conscious.
Large pink women.
Yeah,
I noticed. Mostly.
Literally pink.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which meant they were under 38, I guess, or something. Isn't that the way
I was jealous, Dave. Because I like them. I like those big gals.
You were jealous, and I was jaundiced.
Yeah, it's always that way. Always.
And I noticed the smell that like I'm diseased or something. It's like following me around. I'm wondering if it's
followed. Yeah, a lot of people notice that smell.
Did it follow
you
from
around.
Brushwood or is?
Yes.
Oh,
I can still smell it.
Because,
you know what it probably is you probably got a little bit of layer of unburnt pyroflatulation on you. Because I noticed...
I got too close in that one, yeah.
We had this chili cook-off, a Subgenius International World Chili Cook-off, and there were some very, very weird chilies. But and then we had this pyroflatulation bout about 5 hours later.
There were some scorched eyebrows, believe me.
Yeah, worse than that. One guy actually, burned a hole through his pants.
Yeah, I saw the blisters.
Like exploded.
He was a typical, Subgenius Bobby showing off the scars and the...
The amateurs, they don't even believe that you can really pyroflatulate. Half of them had never seen it done before. They thought it was an urban legend. And then when that first 6-foot-long flame came out of Rocknar, half of the people there just about died because they really thought it was going to be special effects or something, but it was the real thing.
It's not even a laugh at first, when a crowd sees that for the first time, it's like a whoa.
The sad thing is we don't know whose chili was the most productive because everybody had a little bit of each kind of chili. There was some kind of dolphin chili that really did have dolphin in it.
Yeah, no tuna,
and there was
all dolphin chili.
There was a guy, the guys from Australia had that roux chili.
Yeah, the
which
pouch
really
pocket,
did
they
have
called
dried
it.
Kangaroo
and
jerky
they served
in
a pouch pocket, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It was kind
well,
of gross.
I think what is weirder is the fact that nobody still knows whose it was. You know what I'm saying? Not the chili, but who lit whose right. ain't or you know
well, we got videotapes
whose equipment and made that happen.
Well, we have we're gonna be looking at the videotapes. I think Rocknar won with that very first blast. But it's real hard to see the inch measurements on the tape measure. So it's like a toss-up between Rocknar and Reverend Funny Name.
Then there were all kinds of people hanging
around.
There's
like five people called Reverend Funny Name.
Are there five people named Reverend Funny Name?
Yeah.
I'll have to change my name to Reverend Funny Name. I noticed that afterwards there were all these people crowding around the dental tent.
Yeah. I couldn't believe that
teeth
were
actually ripped out of their head from it.
They wanted to do that, too. They were in the whipping tent.
Yeah.
Like, my arm got tired. They really enjoy that.
I got tired of watching it. It reminded me of The Passion or whatever it was.
Yeah.
I had to go to sleep for another half an hour, and then I was rudely awakened again by more of this malodorous faldy ball. People trying to amuse themselves with their body parts or without them.
I was kind of surprised that some of the people had such low inhibitions. I would not be able to do that in front of people.
Me neither.
And I don't think we're legally capable supposed of it.
Yeah, no. It is against the law, especially in New York State.
And isn't there an age limit? Like people over 90 are not allowed to do that?
Well, it's a health hazard. They have to sign a release or something with their power of attorney, their children.
Did you see the liability waiver on the back? Here, I'm going to read it.
I was exposed.
This is what people had to sign to come into X-Day. I, the undersigned, do hereby certify that I must be completely insane to walk into this place where I might witness or be induced to perform terrible acts, which acts will probably be filmed and streamed to the internet. That'll start next week. And I likewise recognize that I will be much safer staying outside the X-Day gates. That's what they have to sign right after they pay the $60. That basically says I could get hurt and you will film it and make a fool of me and I can't do anything about it.
Sign release, put wallet here, go lay down.
Although, actually, Dave, every year or so I have to spend a night removing breastages from the Subgenius website because every year some formerly young girl decides it's time to get a job or talk to her family again, and they suddenly go, oh my God, all those pictures of me running around naked at X Day.
Especially the women with three breasts, you know?
Please take those down. It's kind of fun because I have to find the pictures, and you know how it is when you're editing pornography.
Yeah.
It gets to you after all. I one time was in the office of Screw Magazine. In the layout office, remember Screw Magazine?
Alan Goldstein.
Yeah, Al Goldstein's thing. I guess it's still around. No. Well, no. He's in bad shape. But anyway, at the time that Screw was flying high, so to speak, the layout was being done by a Subgenius woman named Sister Chris, who is now married to Subgenius Reverend R. Stevie Moore. Sister Chris did the layout of Screw Magazine, and she invited me to come meet her at work when I was in New York one time. And I walked into this room and had a long conversation with a young woman my age. I was young in those days. Surrounded by photographs of oral activity.
That's
everywhere the eye
wonderful.
Went, there were BJ shots. A nice black and white prints.
Which is benign German?
It was an awkward and strange hour.
Broward.
Because everywhere
Hunter.
You looked, there was this, you know, mouthful happening.
And ballsy German.
I'm like, you know, Hank Hill. That kind of makes me nervous to be, you know, in mixed company in a room full of hard, hardcore pornography.
Well,
Chris was a real sport.
I think
her deformity was like a third neck.
That was her deformity?
Yeah.
Because I was just going to say, I noticed that a lot of, speaking of New York City and the subgeniuses who come from New York City, the women that you mentioned, a lot of them in the banking industry are afraid to expose a third breast because there are federal banking laws prohibiting the actual growing of a third breast. Now, I don't know what this has to do with the flow of gold or how people in foreign countries and the euro and or what it means, but boy, you got a hard time the next day after the next day with the eraser on the old computer getting rid of that middle breast. You don't want to expose these people to well, not the law, I guess it's the Uber law.
See, I'd pay extra for those.
Oh, of course, but then, you've got these
uncensored ones, the unphotoshopped three breastage.
But once
teasers.
One of these secret society weirdos sees one of their own cavorting around in a thing like X-Day, then, there can be problems.
Well,
duct tape and the old Comet cleanser,
Lonesome Cowboy Dave, it's true that Princess Wee returned from an X-Day once, and they were her photo was her co-worker's screensaver.
Oh, jeez.
It had not taken long, and she had to beg the person not to go giving these links around to everybody. She had her clothes on and everything because she's a space princess. You know, we don't do, we do more like fantasy art postcards. Mm-hmm. not
it's more tasteful.
Yeah.
It certainly is erotic, but, you know.
I did all
it's
the
not
hard course. My hardcore career is behind me, basically.
Well, it looks like it's behind
you. Yeah, but, me and Ron Jeremy have similar problems nowadays.
Yeah. Well, you
know. And Hendrix. Hendrix had the same huge problem.
He had an engorged sphincter?
Yeah.
You've got to look forward to 10 and things that should never, never be done. Every year is like a learning experience. If you don't want an engorged derriere, if you don't want pictures of women with three breasts, if you don't want doctors actually taking each other's medicine and not giving it to the people who need it, you know, you write these things down, you put them on your spreadsheet, and then you go from there. 10. X day 10.
Yeah, oh, that'll be the real X day, because it'll be, have an X for the 10. You know,
yeah.
X means 10.
Yeah.
It'll be the true X day, X day X.
Yeah, you'll say X day X, and that's what it'll be on the artwork, too.
And if there was an ad for it, that would be X day X. Ad X, which would be a palindrome. Bob is a palindrome of mine. It's an old song by Nora.
It'll probably be shortened to XX.
By the way, that music that was on in the background earlier, the first musics were by Lonesome Cowboy Dave from his Friday night concert. But the Hip Sadik did the Where's Bob one using an old Onan Cannabite riff. And I think... Ed Fred did Ghetto Bob. That was the very last one. And now we're hearing the Moog cookbook Smells Like... Teen Spurt. And it did smell that way backstage.
Thank God there were a lot of younger...
It's got the X-Day stage, friends. On Saturday night after X-Day...
Or, semen well, stains of at your service.
The stuff that you cannot walk across the stage without slipping on the fluids, the foul ichors and... eruptions of, I don't know what, pus and other things.
They're just like indescribable body fluids. Some are clear, some are white with a slight pink
stain.
And
broken glass everywhere, broken televisions.
People walking on broken glass.
Broken
and
amplifiers.
No pain.
Well, the amino acids always break their equipment and all this, these TVs. They get these cheap TVs, and they make a wall of TVs that's on the whole show, and then they do Mongoloid and then smash everything. And only this time, they carried it the next logical step further and actually did the human sacrifice, so to speak. I don't think the guy... died, but
well, he was a Mongoloid.
He won't be breathing without a machine's help for a long time, maybe ever.
I think you can expect some complaints from, if not the SPCA, but the Society of Prevention of Cruelty to People with Autism or whatever it is. But no, it's actual Mongolism. But you know, I think that went way over the line. Taking an actual Mongoloid and sacrificing him to Icarus, you know, by trying putting wings on him and trying to, you know,
he
get
loves
him hot,
it though. He loved
know,
like, it. He really thought he was going to be
man.
Flying
yeah,
to the
right,
sun.
Right,
and
great. But how easy is
did
to
you hear
a
the
Mongoloid?
Part where he goes, "Well, if I get too close to the sun, won't the wax melt and the feathers will fall off?" It was like it was as if he had heard the original legend
he
or
was
something,
vaguely
or
aware of it.
He was smarter than most of us because he thought of it. First,
well,
on his
it
own.
Could have been engrammatic. We don't know if it's stamped into the template of all our DNAs. You know, we don't know if this
right.
myth, you know.
The myth that if you reach for the sky, you will get, for
burned.
The sun, you will get burned and die, and everybody will laugh at you and go,
yeah.
Look at the sub-genius.
But look at what Wilbur and Frank Lloyd Wright did. I don't know what they did. Forget it. I'm sorry.
Now, those were Ohio boys, weren't they?
They were Ohio Dayton boys, yeah.
Yeah, see, there's something gets invented out here every now
the
and
then. The seersucker suit.
Really?
The X-Day Jughead hat. You remember those?
Well,
those
actually,
were the first few, actually. You know, they kind of phased out. But
those were before my time. That was when Dobbs was actually running the X-Days himself.
Yep, the old guy himself.
Yep.
And why does he never really show up? I mean,
because
really.
He's tired of getting shot at.
He just
there's
like,
always somebody goes,
little...
yeah, Bob, kill Bob. And they usually really assume that some guy playing Bob And they always assume, oh, well, he's got like a body armor on because they always say kill Bob.
So they kill an actor, literally,
yeah.
You know?
Well, we, yeah,
well, not
right.
Kill him so far, thank God.
That's
thank
why
Dobbs,
we have the liability waiver. You know, we ought to play a song. This is like the ultimate name-dropping song by Saint N. Because I think it names every subgenius except you, Dave.
Oh, well, I'm glad to be listening to this, then. I can hardly wait.
That's great. It starts with a handshake. Exits UFOs outer space. J.R. Dobbs is not afraid. He is the eye of a hurricane. Watch your money burn. Thinks are their own needs, yet he's every round needs. Feeding on a prize squid, grunt, yay, strength. End times are close at hand. Uber woman, over man.
As long as I can live with Saucer Man, I know that you special, please. Come on down, you saucer man, and take me off to space.
Take me off to space. Take me off to space. Come on down, you saucer man, and take me off to space. Take me off to space. Take me off to space. Come on down, you saucer man, and take me off to space.
Hey, cattle mutilators, let me join your crew. Give me a knife, you bet your life I'll cut up cows for you. I don't care if you're some kind of ghastly fiend without a face. So come on down, you saucer man, and take me off to space. Oh,
take me off to space. Take me off to space. Come on down, you saucer man, and take me off to space. Take me off to space. Take me off to space. Come on down, you saucer man, and take me off to space.
Come down, you tiny robot with your little nipper claws. You pale and bug-eyed aliens with wide and clammy paws. Life is just a sucker's dream and death is a disgrace. So come on down, you saucer man, and take me off to space.
Ho, take me off to space. Take me off to space. Come on down, you saucer man, and take me off to space. Take me off to space. Take me off to space. Come on down, you saucer man, and take me off to space.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. And we know you're here. You're doing the next act. The Reverend Ivan Stagg is going to perform a three-way Kermit operation with the
No, I said Princess. I'm not going to do the three-way.
Oh, yes. You're going to have to because...
Not going to do the three-way, Dave.
You signed away and away we go, so let's get right
I'm
on
I'm not
the,
going to get in a barrel
get,
with that brain
hand
cell.
In there.
No,
in
I'm
the
not
brain
going.
Cell.
I don't want to touch
the barrel.
The brain cell.
In the barrel, you
I don't
know.
Want to touch the brain
get,
cell.
In the barrel.
Friends, that was Take Me Off to Space, performed and written by Nenslow, the most hated subgenius on alt slack, also the most talented.
And somewhat beloved, most beloved, in his own peculiar way.
And I believe Dr. Ahmed Fishmonger was playing guitar.
It sounded
and,
evil,
oh, the band, the, there was a now famous girl singing in the background. Well, two of them, two authoresses. Mrs. Nenslow, Donna Causey, who wrote the book Kooks.
And about you.
She and Nenslow, yeah, and everybody, the Brain Eaters and everybody. And she and Nenslow live in a house called the Kooks Museum. The Kooks Museum. Oh, and also Pagan Kennedy, who's some sort of an essayist now and social critic.
But he's not a real pagan. The name is Pagan. It's an old Irish name.
Kennedy,
Pagan.
Pagan Kennedy?
Yeah, Pagan.
She always said pagan.
Oh, well, I had it wrong then. I stand delivered and delivered.
She was a cute little nerd girl back in the days.
Deliver us this day.
That was
day
a long
bread
time ago. Oh, and before that, life, the end of the world takeoff there was St. Anne and Helena Handbasket. I guess there won't be any more productions from them because they broke up.
Well, they didn't actually break up. Part of their synapses became diffused.
Yeah, actually,
and
they,
the molecules started drifting. So
that's what happened to all of us. That's how we ended up at Brushwood, waiting for flying saucers every single year.
And that's why we're so tired now. It takes a lot out of you when you come out together again. And you're pitched in one way and the other.
You know, I never found Philo the whole time. He had the frock. And he owed me a bunch of it. And every time I'd go where I thought he was, people would go, oh, he just left. Philo is just here, and he just left. Did you get that, too?
Everybody saw that guy, but nobody could say where he was right then.
Right.
You walk up and say, hey, where's Philo, man? He told me to be here, blah, 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 whatever clock. Of course, clocks are irrelevant. But he... Well, or meant to be smashed or stabbed, but, you know, and then they'd say, well, he just left, and he was with a couple people, and he walked off this way, you go over there, and he just left, and he just left, and I think he spent most of his time just leaving.
Leaving, yeah. Well, I saw him leaving with those two girls, the great big,
the
old
real big one,
and the real little
young one. Yeah.
And nobody saw him for, like, a day after that.
Well, how did he hook up with that fantasy twist? I'm curious as an
alligator. He's an Overman.
An Ubermensch.
He's the Overman. He's the only one who has been successfully, who has lived through the Overman Transfiguration.
Ist ein Übermensch.
Sorry, I had to accentuate that. Because he is, in a certain way.
Dave, listeners, I want you to know that Dave uses toilet paper.
Once in a while.
And that's how he gets those weird voices that he does. And when it sounds like he's yelling through a tube or a cup. Sometimes it's a styrofoam cup that he fishes out of the trash with the AIDS all over it.
And also this time sounds it's like a very old radio drama. Do you know where you're going, Dr. Tompkins? Put that gun down.
Right. Dave has special, really cheap tricks to make a good microphone sound like a really crappy old one.
And this is the only time I ever do use toilet paper is to create
radio
audio effects.
At WCSB in Cleveland.
And I have been able to make some other audio effects with toilet paper, but none of them are quite, cogent enough to be written down and transcribed.
Well, to paraphrase Terry Pratchett, Dave, your smell, I think, sometimes leads a life of its own.
Of course.
Because I've heard people say that it goes out.
You quote Terry Pratchett because that is a very old saying.
It goes out to
your
movies
smell,
and
your
things.
Odor, yeah.
And
goes out to sushi restaurants and gets the octopus with the cucumbers and stuff. Yeah.
Right. While you're at home, whatever you do at home.
I sit at home and cry. No, I pretend to cry. Actually, I just stare and wonder what the hell's happening in my brain. Maybe something isn't happening.
Well, that's what we all... That's what? Where we're all trying to get to. As subgeniuses, that's what we want to... We want to reach that state where truly nothing at all is happening in our brains anymore.
Well, what about the little yellow trucks? You're sitting home alone... At loan, of course. You're sitting home alone. You're trying to get some work done. You're trying to create. You're trying to just relax, not do anything. And next thing you know, the poppers come by. The poopers, as they call them. And the little yellow looks like a short bus for the muscular dystrophy truck or sometimes the mental disability truck.
You see them too?
Yeah, and every time I am seriously destabilized.
Oh, thank God. I thought I was alone.
I can see the yellow truck. And I see it going down the street, and I know the job has been done, and I've been done. So
they don't even need to use the yellow truck anymore. If you urinate, then they can track you.
Well,
if it enters the pub, unless you just go in your backyard, if you ever flush the toilet and any part of that, anything that's been in you goes down into the city's water system,
your body parts,
they know what you've been doing. They can tell the insurance company what you've been lying about.
What you've been thinking about, unfortunately, now we're into thought crimes. If little pieces of the folliculi of the brain actually escape into the...
They know who you voted for by analyzing your urine.
Mm-hmm.
Your urine.
Not just mine. Everyone's urine.
Yeah.
And what a way to live.
It's not the Ameriky that I grew up in.
Not the Ameriky I grew up in either.
And when I was growing up in the old Ameriky, if somebody said, oh, well, sure, we'll hire you if you can, if your pee is good enough.
Substantial.
Old days, people would have gone, you are insane. And they'd never be able to hire anybody. Now, there are people lining up going, oh, please give me a job for 20 grand a year and no benefits. Please. And dictate my life. Tell me I can't cuss or smoke even when I go home.
Just keep peeing in a cup and keep being analyzed and keep being returned.
They're welcome to have a taste test if they'd like.
That's what I should have told that Christian broadcasting station that wanted to hire me.
Well, the Christian broadcasting guy had no business being at XD number one. Never mind the guy who didn't hire you.
What, don't these people know what they're getting in for?
Well, he claimed he did.
And, you know, the funny thing is he was scared away not by the third breastages or the guy that got killed or any
or
of that kind of stuff.
Or the devil horns even.
You know what scared him away? There was a Christmas star decoration thing about 5 feet high.
Not
just
a real
star.
Not a real nativity scene.
Just a star that they hang up, that Brushwood hangs up at Christmas. But it was laying next to a barn upside down, so it was pointing downwards.
Right.
And that freaked the guy out.
Oh, yeah. To him, that was a clear sign, the work of the Pentagon, the five-pointed star pointed down. Blah, blah, blah,
what my favorite part of X-Day was, though? Prussian Blue. Those two young racist girls that did that. That do that Nazi music?
Yeah.
Yeah. They did. You saw them, didn't you? At X-Day last weekend.
Last weekend?
Oh, he's another one that doesn't remember. The time control lessons. I remember them singing. You went to the time control lessons, and you were still sitting there 4 hours after the teacher had stopped. And that's when I knew you were good at it.
That's, yeah, I thought it was 2 weeks ago, and like I was wondering why.
No, it was just last. No, we just got back.
To me, that's one of the best things.
That was the weird thing. It was only supposed
to
last a week, and it lasted 2 weeks.
Total protraction of time, inversion of time. You can go anywhere you want. You can have it be the beginning of X Day week. You can have it be the end. Anytime you go into time control, I think that's the only, probably the only really beautiful thing about the artifact.
Well, I guess that means it's not too late to check it out then. If the time control,
like a bloody leg.
But there's the problem. That time control must always go awry. I don't know if you knew that. That's one of Bob's oldest statements.
Yes, it is hard to control. And
he was really young when he said that.
What's the word for when something is fraught with, you have a clear path, and yet at the same time, the old Murphy's Law, how they say it in science.
Dave-ish? Is that what
no,
you mean?
No, that's SJ. That's subgeniuses. What's the real scientific word? Randomness. It's filled with random,
chaos?
Don't you? Dr. Sinister knows. He knows all the scientific terminology.
Random versus
chaotic entropic. Yeah, chaotic entropic. Yeah.
So that's why there's some ash around the edges of Bob's body.
Really? I mean, if you want to sign away, a release form for anything, I mean, that's the thing you got to worry about is time control. Once you step into the room, anything can probably. Well, it won't happen.
You know, when you said time control, it reminded me to look at my watch.
Well, you do that every time you mention the word time. You always
I have a clock in my head. I don't actually need a watch. I just I keep it so I don't scare people.
You have one of those little digital lead clocks that go on the top of the bed.
I'm an emergentile subgeniuses often have a little clock in their heads. That's why I don't ever relax.
Another beneficial of being part of the Uber class.
The Grim Reaper is breathing down your neck every second.
Well, you're not programmed for that. You're programmed just to react to the appropriate times. You're not supposed to hallucinate a big freaking Grim Reaper breathing down your neck.
Sure, but you're just programmed to say that. You're just the robot that's programmed to say that.
Of course, and you're just programmed to agree with me and disagree with me in the same...
Yes.
My least favorite part of X Day 9 was when the New York State Highway Patrol smashed right through the buntresses, the flagellers, the
barricades.
The barricades, that's the word I was thinking about, French riots in the 1970s or something.
Yeah, yeah. But that's where we learned how to build this.
Broke through the barricades. The petrol bombs started going, we call them gas bombs, we're in America and stuff. And the gunshots started going, and not enough people were diving for coverage. That was one. But did I say it was my favorite or least favorite?
That was your least favorite.
My least favorite, yeah.
It's hard to tell,
especially after
the
time
stuff
control.
Is so weird out there. You get in such a strange state of mind, partly just because you're in an unfamiliar place. You're outdoors and camping, and everybody is perverse and weird in some way, and so of course you're off, and the drumming that's always going on, and the naked women parades,
different naked women parades,
breasts for peace,
yeah,
breasts, what is it called, breasts not bombs,
yeah, breasts
or
not
breasts,
bombs,
breasts of bombs or something like that. It's spelled B-O-B.
Mammo Mommies Against the War.
Yeah.
There were all kinds of interesting and exciting
names. I like
names,
that. But, I think that's a really cool way of... Hey, I need to play a song or something. That's my spidey sense.
I notice your hair's on fire, so that means...
So I'm going to play... This is by our sister station in Champaign, Illinois, and the Ouroboros Rex, who... is a DJ there, did this lovely song. That was the Swinging Love Corpses in the background from X Day. Okay, let's see. One of these buttons should...
Next year will be better than the last. still remember the last thing that Bob says. He was leaving. Now the drills go by so fast. And it's one more day up in the saucer. And it's one more night in Brushwood. If a Friday Jones could be my pilot, I wish she would. Na 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 the smell of big boys and of normals and the feeling that they all can help but see it in my third eye. I look across the Milky Way to see the exists on their way to burn this place. And it's one more day up in the saucers. And it's one more night in Brushwood. If saucer dreams alone can bring me Susie, maybe I could. Na 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 mansion sometime after 2 a.m. and talk a little while about the shirt. But the conspiracy makes you move a little slower, makes you talk a little lower about the day that we take over. It's been a while since X day, and I guess I will believe maybe next year will be better than the last. I can't remember all the times I played the hour slack and wish my wishes would make it come to pass. So it's 6:59 on board the saucer, but it's 7:01 in Brushwood. I have never made it to a next day. I guess I should. Na 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 na.
Ouroboros Rex, Mickey Mouse, and Pluto to their movie stars in Disneyland. Oh, friends, I should mention, this will hopefully keep me from getting more emails about this. For 2 weeks now, I've been warned daily about GameSpot website, CNET,
using Bob's head.
A giant company, yeah. One of their spinoffs, GameSpot, was having a grads and dads special sale and a Dobbs head with glasses added on it was being used as the dad. And I wrote to them, their lawyers, and said, that's a trademark. And the lawyers wrote back and said, no, it's not. We found it on the web, on the trademark web, and that trademark is has expired. And I was able to say, yes, that's true. But you were looking at the old trademark. We have retrademarked it under these different new categories, which cost $1 million, and therefore you must take it down. And they did. Today, it's down.
Oh, well, then
and
we
they replaced it with a false Bob that was like another guy, another dad-looking guy with glasses and a pipe. But it was not the mark owned by yours truly.
So we cannot expect Oxo Bloxo litigation and lots more money for you.
No.
No.
No, we don't know, because you don't press things like that unless you really have to, because only the lawyers win, Dave, in a lawsuit. Only the lawyers win
the
most
hams,
of the time.
The big hams.
Lawsuits mean a lot of money for lawyers, their lawyers and your lawyer.
I don't have a lawyer, Stan.
Poor Princess, Princess Magdalene is at her custody case thing has been going on last Friday and tomorrow. So she may know something next couple of days. She'll be at X Day. Jesus will be at X Day in time control land. In yesterday's X Day.
So he'll be in and out
in
yesterday.
Like Philo, perhaps, where you never can see him, but he's there.
Well, he's always just out of eyeshot.
Wait, here's Philo.
Turn on, tune in, and...
I thought that was Timothy Beerlege.
No, well, that was one of Philo's alter egos. You know, He was Philo was Timothy Leary,
and he shed him like he shed him like a dead body too.
Yeah, he moved on.
I like best his disguise as like a former KGB agent that drinks too much and has a bladder infection.
This is Bill T. Miller in the background. You can go to BillTMiller.com if you want to and download this and much more.
That's the guy with the ponytail who, like, runs around screaming, look at me, I'm built like a woman, why do they want to pick on me like this, right?
No, that's Philo.
Philo now has a... No wonder I couldn't recognize him. He now has a ponytail?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought
Well, you know, and he's got that new wife, Reverend Chaos Bobcat something. She changes her name every week. She's a regular
on the
San Francisco.
That is the way to do it, though, by the way, Subgenia. You know, change her name weekly. Just like I should change my or your underwears.
Are you offering? Is that an offer?
I'm offering to change anybody's underwear who wants it.
Underwear!
The Untermensch. That's a fly. A little buzzy fly is the Untermensch.
Well, so to speak. We're going to have to be moving out of here because this show is ending soon. And I should say this has been our Slack number 1054 with this time live in WCSB studios with Lonesome Cowboy Dave and Dr. Sinister, who wandered in, and yours truly, Reverend Ivan Stang. There's more information about the Church of the Subgenius at subgenius.com. And this is Civet Stang taking us out.
Pretending the